Almost time for Game 3 between Hub City and Greensboro. Ian Unsworth back on the Founders Federal Credit Union pregame show, joined by Adrian Rodriguez, who rejoined the Spartanburgers last week and now has two scoreless appearances under his belt in 2026. A-Rod, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Good to be back.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Getting back to, you know, this great group that we have here, the environment, seeing all the great fans that we have in Spartanburg and all over. It's amazing to be back.
How is it working with Carlos Maldonado and Mason Milkey, right? You're a returner, plenty of returning players, but a new staff, one you're pretty familiar with now at the high A level.
Yeah. No, I mean, this whole group, you know, I've got the chance to, you know, be under Maldi a few years back in low A. And, you know, he's a great guy, as well as all the other coaches that we have out here. Milkey, all the other hitting coaches as well. You know, they're a great group. Yeah, that's all I could say. You know, there's nothing really much to say because, you know, we see it day in and day out how amazing they are, how much they fight for us. You know, they put everything on the line for us to, you know, to succeed and win ball games and, you know, keep on killing it, you know.
There's a lot of positivity with the coaching staff, and they have a lot of fun, too. Yeah. There's some trash talking going back and forth.
For sure.
They keep it light. They keep it casual because you have to when you're playing a 132-game season. A-Rod, you joined the Spartanburgers a little late, but you've immediately drawn some eyes. Yesterday, your final pitch was a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. What does it take to reach triple digits?
No, it's just, you know, staying complete. I mean, not complacent. I'm sorry, wrong word. But, you know, just staying true to myself, understanding my strengths and the preparation that I've put in with all the coaches from, you know, from spring training on now. You know, I can't get away from the vision or the view that we've had and we've put in place for my plan. And, you know, just trusting all the things that I know I'm capable of.
What does preparation look like for you?
Where do I start? You know what I mean? Now it's just a, you know, regular thing on a daily basis. But, you know, from the mental aspect, because, you know, obviously baseball is very much mental compared to physical. But, you know, a lot of routines, a lot of running, things like that, you know, just getting the body ready for, as you said, this long season.
What were some of your focuses over the offseason, right? You've got that dynamic fastball. Mm-hmm. What else did you work on to add to it?
For the most part, it was to kind of hone in on my command. You know, it's been a little shaky, but obviously getting back to actually competing instead of just thinking about mechanics and things of that sort. You know, coming off of this injury, you know, I've had time to get back to it, but with this level of competitiveness that, you know, obviously it's different from me building up in Arizona to now, you know, just getting back to that mindset, you know.
Well, Adrian Rodriguez is with us on the pregame show, and A-Rod, you come to Hub City and the first road trip you take is to a very hitter friendly ballpark, right? The walls are short, the fences are short, down the lines it's 315 and 312. How do you overcome the obstacle of pitching in a hitter's ballpark?
Just sticking to your strengths, you know, every pitch, no matter what it is, just knowing that with whatever I have in my hand, they're not going to be able to touch it. And just having that confidence and that trust that, you know, I'm better than them.
They didn't touch it yesterday, put up a scoreless inning, second of the season for you. Adrian, the story goes that when you were in high school, right, you were pitching in a men's league, and that's when the Rangers found you. Yep. Tell me about that day and that experience that led to you being drafted.
It was pretty exciting. You know, I give all the credit to T Money. He's the one that I've known since I was 12 years old because he was actually scouting my older brother. You know, we stayed in contact, and obviously with that opportunity of me pitching against, you know, guys that were drafted before in that men's league out in Yonkers, you know, he came out, viewed what he saw, and liked what, you know, what I was able to provide, and, you know, the rest is history, you know.
So tell me about T Money and his place in the Rangers organization and how he brought you in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's well known throughout everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, anywhere that, you know, people know about, oh, you signed up by T Money, and it's just all throughout every organization, I feel like, you know, that man is amazing. He does the most for all the players that he wants, and he has so much love for not only the game but for us, and that passion and that want for us to achieve our dream, you know.
One of the many scouts that the Rangers has, both nationally and internationally, mm-hmm. a big part of bringing Adrian Rodriguez into the Rangers organization. A-Rod, we appreciate your time from men's league to the minor leagues, and hopefully down the line we'll see you in the bigs. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Stick with us on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network.